1340WNBS.com presents The Neil Bradley Show.
Hello, welcome to the program. Well, today we were going to talk at the top about the Racer baseball team and a big, big weekend taking 2 of 3 from Eastern Kentucky. That was the lead until we get this release from Murray State University. And this is basically hot off the press. We're reading this after receiving it, so not a lot of time for others to react, but I'm sure you'll hear a lot about it today. Murray State University announcing that the school will no longer sponsor the sport of men's tennis, effective immediately. In a release announcing the move, Director of Athletics Alan Ward said, and I'll read his entire quote, "This has been a difficult period of time for the university as a whole, and the decisions being made across campus are not being made lightly. All areas of the university, including athletics, were evaluated as part of the university's response to the state's ongoing budget crisis. It was my objective to provide the appropriate amount of cuts while minimizing the impact on the athletics program as a whole. There's nothing positive that ever comes from having to make decisions like this. It affects people I genuinely care for, especially Coach Purcell and his student-athletes. And I regret the timing of this decision, considering what an emotional time it's been for Mel and the Racer family. But the university's hands are tied, our options limited, and our obligations are steep. We are fully prepared to offer the appropriate services and support to assist the student athletes affected as they transition both academically and athletically. In addition, it's important to keep, personally, to keep Coach Purcell involved with the program. He's an important part of the Racer family and always will be." That ends the quote from Alan Ward. Murray State President Bob Davies also issued this statement, quote, "I truly regret the position the university finds itself as a result of the budgetary reductions from the state. A number of programs that have been staples at Murray State are being affected, and unfortunately, that includes sports sponsorship. With that being said, MSU's men's tennis will always remain a treasured part of our history and tradition. The necessary timing of these difficult decisions doesn't lend itself to sensitivity, no matter how much I'd welcome that discretion. I support AD Ward's dedication to Coach Purcell and echo his sentiments about his importance to the Racer family," end of quote. And that's all the story. There are no comments from Mel Purcell. I would assume in coming days he will have a comment. As you know, this was a very proud program at one point. I believe they won 10 consecutive championships under Benny Purcell. And recently it's kind of fallen on hard times a bit. But this is something I don't know that anyone saw coming a year ago. However, once the budget cuts occurred, you knew that athletic departments were going to have to cut and shave wherever they could, especially at the regional level. Unlike a Kentucky or any of the SEC schools, they don't have that large chunk of income from the SEC network. And I'm not putting that aside. Kentucky, as a school, definitely does get affected, no doubt about that. But as far as the athletic programs, not as much as, of course, in the Ohio Valley Conference. Just a couple of weeks ago, Morehead State announced it was cutting both tennis programs, men's and women's, I believe, and they were adding one program, and that was beach volleyball. This one does not mention, with Murray State, any additions. They're just cutting one sport. You do have to offer X number of sports to remain in compliance in terms of Division I status. And at the moment, I don't exactly recall what that number is. I think it might be 14, but I am not sure. Nevertheless, will this be the end of the cuts? Will there be more? I don't know. But it really brings home the budget realities. And I do feel very bad for the coaches involved, for the athletes involved, because it does impact them more than anyone else. But that's sort of the way things go. Sometimes difficult decisions must be made, and this definitely is one of them. As both Dr. Davies and Alan Ward said, the decision wasn't done lightly. But there was a cut that had to be made, and it turns out it is men's tennis. Will it be a sport that somewhere down the road, when times improve, could it be added? I don't know. Perhaps. This statement doesn't mention that, and I don't really want to go out on a limb and figure out whether it will or won't be. But also, that's now the OVC down two teams on the men's side in terms of tennis competition. So that's one sport that will take a hit in terms of the men's side. Of course, Murray State will continue with the women's tennis program. So I'm sure there will be more from this in coming days, and we will have more as the situation does develop. Well, now let's get to some good news for Murray State, and it was a really good weekend for Murray State baseball. They really had to have the series against Eastern Kentucky to give themselves a legitimate shot, and they won it. They took game one Friday. They lost the middle game and then won yesterday. They had the sticks out, a 14-5 victory over Eastern Kentucky in Richmond. Ramsey Scott, a big day, 3 hits, 2 walks. Tyler Dixon drove in 3. Murray now 25-27 overall, 13-14 in the OVC. Brad Bogle finally gets his first win of the season. Pitched pretty well, 6 innings, 3 runs on 4 hits. Murray State now in 7th place in the standings, a game behind Tennessee Tech for 6th in this final week of the regular season. Tennessee Tech is in a spot where all they have to do is play as well as or better than Murray State, and they will be in the tournament. For Murray State, they have to play at least one game better than Tennessee Tech and hope that Eastern Kentucky doesn't sweep, and I don't believe that's going to be the case. And here's why. Tennessee Tech is playing Eastern Kentucky. So as long as Murray State takes care of business, does as well as Eastern Kentucky and at least one game better than Tennessee Tech, they're in the tournament. But they'll have to make that happen. The Racers have Morehead State coming in this weekend. And to tune up for that, if you want to call it a tune-up, Murray State will play tomorrow night against Kentucky at Brooks Stadium. That is a 6 p.m. game to take place there at Brooks Stadium in Paducah. So this is the week we'll find out whether the Racers will be heading to the OVC tournament. I think they've only been to Jackson one time, if my memory is correct. Since they've moved the tournament there, I believe they've only been there once. And hopefully, we'll have crossed fingers here, this will be the year that they were able to get back. Congratulations, Murray State junior Jessica Twaddle. She was named to the 2016 OVC Softball All-Tournament Team following the conclusion of the championship event Saturday in Oxford, Alabama. It's her second time to be named an All-Tournament Team. She also made it as a freshman in 2014. Really had a good week, 4-for-8, batted .500. The final game, the elimination game against Eastern Illinois, she hit a homer and drove in 3. Jacksonville State beat SIU Edwardsville to claim the title, and they will advance to the NCAA tournament. Pretty good weekend for Murray State women's track and field. As a team, they finished 6th. I know they would like to finish higher than that, but some individuals really shined. Tamder Lawrence and Valerie Kaur helping Murray win 3 events. Lawrence ran the 100 meters in 11:81, won the 200 in 23:99, claiming both events. And Kaur, this is kind of a neat story, had not run a 5,000-meter outdoor race all season, but in the OVC Championship, she runs it, and she won it with a time of 17:15. So our congratulations to her. Now, Kaur's season isn't over, the team's is, but Kaur will compete in her third career 10,000 meters at the 10th NCAA East Preliminaries that will take place in Jacksonville, Florida on May 26th. And with that, she'll have a chance to move on to the NCAA Finals in Indianapolis. Congratulations in order. McCracken County girls tennis team defeated Sacred Heart 3-0 Sunday to win their second consecutive KHSAA team state championship in Lexington. The McCracken County boys also vying for the title, but they are swept 3-0 by Henry Clay in Sunday's semifinals. The Cardinals able to salvage the finale of their 3-game series with the Dodgers. Let's check in.
With Rick Horton, I'm John Rooney, and last night at Dodger Stadium, the Cardinals broke the game open with a 3-run 7th inning on a pinch double by Yadier Molina. Then Molina scored a 3rd run in the inning, Each team got a run in the eighth inning, and the Cardinals managed to hold on 5-2 over the Dodgers, giving Mike Leake his second win, beating reliever J.P. Howell. Trevor Rosenthal, he stumbled a bit, but he got his seventh save, Rick.
Yeah, he walked his first batter and then was in danger of walking his second before coming back to strike out Yasmani Grandal. Then he got a double play to end the game. So the save goes to Rosenthal. Mike Leake picks up his second victory on this road trip.
Matt Carpenter hit a home run. He hit three on the road trip. But Yadier Molina came on late in the game after a good start by his backup, Eric Fryer, who threw out a runner, but Yadi was the star.
Fryer's done a nice job, but Yadi is the hero again as he came through in the seventh inning. Cardinals continue to score runs seventh inning and beyond.
And they beat the Dodgers 5-2, a day off today. The Rockies are in tomorrow. Jaime Garcia will pitch, and we'll be on the air at 6:20.
All right, we'll have it for you on the WNBS. However, it will not be at 6:20. It will not be at 6:20. We will be joining that one somewhat in progress, as we will bring you some election coverage. And once our elections have been decided, then we'll switch over to our full coverage of Cardinal baseball. But we'll break in during the game and bring you some of the highlights of election coverage on election night. And that'll be on 1340 WNBS. Congratulations in order to the Murray High boys and girls track and field teams. They won their regional titles over this past weekend in Class A. And so they advance to the state championships May 27th in Lexington at the University of Kentucky Outdoor Track Complex. The Tiger boys won 9 of 18 events, and the Lady Tigers 14 of 18 events. So that's domination no matter how you cut it. And our congratulations go to them. It is Preakness Week at Pimlico Racecourse, the second leg of Horse Racing's Triple Crown taking place this Saturday. Once again, we will bring you coverage. Pre-race coverage begins at 1 o'clock, and the race itself will be at around 4:30 on 11:30 WOFC. That will wrap it up for the show. Coming up tomorrow, Josh Planos, after a week off last week. We'll find out what's going on in terms of the NBA. He'll have a lot to talk about. We weren't able to visit with him last week, but since that visit, Oklahoma City taking down the Spurs, and he and I had spoken with the issues that Oklahoma City had in the fourth quarter, putting games away, that he just didn't see how that was possible, and we'll find out what adjustments OKC was able to make that happen. So that'll be on Tuesday's show. Ed Marlowe, of course, will join us on Wednesday's program of the Neil Bradley Show at 1340WNBS.com.